Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, 2 times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hello, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to Spiritual Queen's Badass Podcast. I hope you are all doing well and you're excited for another solo cast episode today. I certainly am. I can't wait to dive into this with you. But before we dive into all of that magic, I just want to give you a friendly reminder that the doors to the Manifestation membership are open now. They are open for 1 more week, so this is your final chance. They will not open again until September. So if you have been looking at the Manifestation membership, maybe you've heard me talk about it before. I do bang on about it a lot and how amazing it is. Now is your time to join us. So if you are ready to turn your dream life into an abundant reality and make 2024 the year that everything aligns as you step into your highest timeline, I have got the goods for you, because you don't need to look any further. The Manifestation membership is open and you are invited to join us. We are a community of nearly 400 amazing spiritual queens. And I kid you not, these queens are the most supportive, loving, amazing community to be a part of. I feel like that's the one thing that keeps coming up time and time again when I, you know, speak to the queens and say, like, what's your favorite part of the membership? They'll always say the community. They'll say the content, how much value for money is in there, how I always over deliver, and how amazing the community is. But that's just me reading out people's feedback and testimonials. You can go and see the real life feedback and testimonials on my Instagram at I am Emma Mumford. I also asked the queens this time certain questions, like, what would you say if anybody sat on the fence? What would you say to someone is your favorite part of the membership? So you can actually go and read what the queens inside the membership are saying now and why they think you should join us. But what do you get as part of the membership? So if you are feeling currently stuck and you don't know how to maybe clear the blocks around manifestation, or maybe some fears are coming up, and maybe you're just feeling like you want to dive deeper into manifestation, learn more about the process, learn more about different spiritual topics to enhance your manifestation practice, then this is the place to be. It's been designed with you in mind. And for only £22 a month, which is an absolute steal for everything that you get, if you want to join us for the next 12 months, then you can save some money with that. And again, you'll agree by what I'm about to read is included, how amazing value that really is. So each and every month, you get new and exclusive monthly themed content from myself, including meditations, journaling prompts, workbooks, videos and downloadables, and new for this year, subliminals as well. Each and every month, based upon the theme that we are focusing on in the Manifestation membership. So this month is receiving month. So everything is themed around around receiving, and you get a brand new workbook, half an hour training video from me, a meditation based on receiving, a subliminal based upon receiving, a bonus workshop from an industry expert, which doesn't always line up with our theme, but we, you know, tried to theme it as much as possible, but it's meant to be just a bonus workshop for you to enjoy. And this month is the astrology of 2024. So you don't want to miss that one, because Francesca Oddi, our industry expert, who's doing our bonus workshop this month, shares with you about 2024 astrology, the key abundant states to look out for, and what transits are going to be the best for manifesting certain things. So you do not want to miss that. It's so good. And each month we just drop random bonus workshops in there just like that, just because how amazing is that? You also get two calls a month. You get one full moon group coaching circle with myself, which is a group coaching container circle. We come together, we reflect on the month. I give you even more tips and tools, and we do a full moon ritual together. Then on the new moon, we do our industry expert circles. So for receiving month, we have the wonderful Susie Ashworth, the queen of receiving, and she comes in, or has already come in. So you can watch the replay now when you join us. She's come in and done an incredible workshop on receiving. So not only do you get my top tips and tools and my expertise and everything that I know, you also get leading industry experts come in and give you an absolutely incredible workshops, which I learned so much from them as well. So you guys are going to learn absolutely tons from it. They're always so much fun. Every quarter, you also get manifesting ceremonies. So we celebrate the turnings of the season on the autumn and spring equinox and the winter and summer solstice. So every quarter, you also get a bonus hour call where we do a manifesting ceremony together to celebrate the season that we're going into, which is one of my favorite calls to do. And the best bit is everything's accessible on an app too. So not only can you access it on desktop and your computer, iPad, tablet, you can also access the membership on the go. We have our very own app, and it's just so easy to like tap into the content when you want to catch up, you know, do as much or as little as you want to. The great thing that I love about the membership is that it's your membership. You can, you know, use the membership your way. So no matter how much you want to tap in or not tap in each month, you can join us along live with our topic that we're doing, so receiving for April, or you can head into the previous monthly content, which we have 51 topics. Yes, you heard me right. The membership has accumulated a wealth of the most phenomenal content over the last 4 years. So you can join along live with us with the topic we're doing, or dive into one of the previous topics that we've done in the membership. Everything that we've done since the beginning of time stays in the membership. So you have access to literally 4 years worth of freaking incredible content right at your fingertips. There's also things like direct messaging, so you can message myself and ask questions at any time. My team are there to support you as well with any questions. And also you can message other members, get to know other queens and connect and see where people are in the world as well, to connect with people locally to you. You also get first access to anything that I launch, and also 10% off the website store as well, which includes planners, courses, digital content, everything. And because we love a good bonus, if all of those bonuses that are in the membership aren't enough for you, we drop bonuses throughout the year. So obviously we've got the monthly extra bonus workshops that we drop. And also new for this year is digital content as well. So things like vision boards, digital templates you can use, we've been dropping those in as well for you to use at any time. So if you sign up to the Manifestation membership before the 14th of April, you get a very exclusive bonus, which is my 90-minute release, let go, and surrender workshop, completely free. And this is worth over £180 usually. So you get an absolute steal. Not only do you get everything in the membership that I've already mentioned, you also get a fantastic workshop. So if you're wanting to release and let go and surrender more, then that in itself is worth signing up to the membership to be able to access that incredible workshop. And the meditation in that workshop has had so many incredible comments. And when we did it live in the workshop, people absolutely loved it. So make sure to do that meditation at the end of that workshop, because it will shift so much for you. And of course, there's other bonuses. I feel like there's a million bonuses here in the membership. If you stick around for 12 months in the membership, you'll also receive an exclusive Queen bundle, which is a cute little bundle of my merchandise shipped to you completely free as a thank you for being with us for a year. And that's worth over £60 as well. So if you have been in the membership for over a year, don't forget to claim that. That is there for you. Type in Queen bundle in the membership and you'll find all the details of how to claim that. So let's make 2024 the year that you say yes to yourself and your most abundant year yet, as you release what's holding you back, raise your vibration, and commit to a new abundant season of life. I would love to see you in the membership and help you cultivate that magic this year, Queen. And the link on how to join the membership is below in the description for you or on my website under membership, emmamumford.co.uk. So without further ado, let's get into this week's topic. Now we've done our public service announcement and you're all excited about the membership and getting your heap of bonuses. Let's dive into this week's topic. So this has been on my little list of podcast topics for a while. And I've got some great suggestions of topics that I always collect from my weekly Q&As anyway from Instagram. So don't worry, I've got a whole heap of amazing questions from you coming up in the next few weeks. But the one that I really wanted to dive into today is how to accept every situation for what it is. Now, I'm doing this because today is eclipse season, or the end of eclipse season. We have the new moon solar eclipse in Aries. So that is the 8th of April today when this episode comes out, is the end of eclipse season, but we have this real powerful eclipse today. And over the last 2 weeks, since the 25th of March, we have been journeying through eclipse season, which happens every 6 months. On average, so we have about 2 a year seasons. And sometimes they have 2 or 3 eclipses within those eclipse seasons. So we have been journeying from that full moon lunar eclipse in Libra on the 25th of March to now today hitting this new moon solar eclipse in Aries. So if you are Libra sun sign or rising, Aries sun sign or rising, I'm an Aries rising, so I have felt the potency of this for sure. If you're Pisces as well, any of the cardinal signs, then you have really been feeling this energy over the last few weeks, specifically Aries and Libra though. So what does that mean then? And how does this podcast episode tie into that? So I wanted to talk about how we can accept every situation for what it is and how we can find blessings and opportunities in times of frustration and hardship and new level, new devil as well, because this was a question I was asked yesterday on a podcast and I really loved the conversation we had. So I was like, oh, I need to talk about this on my own podcast, because yes, absolutely. All of this ties in of as we, you know, walk through this eclipse portal and as we're moving into a literal new season of our life, eclipse season is essentially going to impact us for the next 6 months. So what's happened for us and what's been the themes, you know, throughout this eclipse season and the energy and upgrades we've received are going to be that imprint for us over the next 6 months. So it's important. And again, today, take it easy, take it slow. If you've been feeling maybe emotionally triggered, tired. On the last eclipse, I felt really nauseous, really tired. I had a banging headache all day. So all of this is our energy, our cells, our vibration up leveling with this eclipse. Eclipses are no jokes. They are big game players in the astrology sphere. And we have this fantastic opportunity to walk through this now into this new abundant season of our life. So what better time to join the membership, of course, but you know, regardless of that, it is the perfect time to step into this new season of your life, embrace the energy upgrades and the codes that we've been receiving the last few weeks, and embrace what this new season of our life looks like. For me, oh my gosh, the last few weeks, I feel like I've been shedding layers, identities, the past. Friendships have been a real big theme for me, especially on that full moon lunar eclipse in Libra, because obviously Libra is all about relationships, balance. And the real big theme of that one was, you know, stop giving energy to one-sided relationships. And, you know, that looked like friendships for me. So yeah, I feel like I've really walked in, because I'm Aries rising as well. So of course it would be hitting me right up there. I really felt the shift and change in the air. I've really felt this like real big new season coming in. And that's exciting as well. Like I'm excited for that, of course. And excited to see what this new season brings. So take it easy today. And this is your public service reminder. Do not freaking manifest today. Do not. If you are doing a new moon ritual right now, put the pen down. I've said this a million times on my socials and in my manifestation membership, so hopefully you've all got the memo. But for anybody who's just tuning into this episode, do not manifest on a new moon eclipse. The energy of the eclipses is too volatile and too unstable, and we do not want to be setting grounded, intentional, beautiful desires on unstable, shaky, volatile energy. So literally just wait until tomorrow or the next day. If you can do it a couple of days before, great. But obviously when you're listening to this, it's the day of the eclipse. So just wait until tomorrow or even Wednesday. Just wait for that energy to settle a little bit. And again, if anybody does set intentions, please don't freak out. I get messages every single time of like, oh my God, I've set my intentions. What's going to happen? The world's going to end. And I'm like, the world is not going to end. You are fine. The universe is not going to be like, oh, you have set intentions on an eclipse. Oh my God. It just doesn't work like that. If you've set intentions, just leave it. Give it a couple of days and go back to those intentions. And you might feel that you want to just change those intentions a little bit, or maybe that they feel a little bit different to you now. Or maybe you're like, actually, I want to release those intentions and set some more intentions on like more grounded energy. So if you have set your intentions, it's fine. Just check in with them in a couple of days, see how they feel. But if you can help it, don't do it. Do nothing today. Just rest, relax, receive, allow your energy to be upgraded, and just be present and mindful in this eclipse. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, tune in when feels good for you, set those intentions. Now you have that clarity. Now we're moving out of this eclipse season. And we have eclipse shadow period for 2 weeks afterwards. And of course, we're now in Mercury retrograde as well. Woohoo! So everything's going to be very different at the moment, energy-wise and what's happening in our lives. I always feel like April as a whole, my life changes so much in April and October. There's movement, and that really does obviously, you know, tie in with the seasonal changes, but eclipse season as well. So look at what changes and new beginnings are happening in your life. Look at maybe some endings that are happening as well for you. And this is why this episode really ties into all of this beautifully. And if you want to learn more about eclipse season, I will link my video below on eclipse season and what it means. If you're like, what the heck is eclipse season? And also in my previous solar cast episodes, the last two, so the spring equinox and the receiving one, I talk about eclipse energy in more depth as well. But I'm 16 minutes deep at this point, so I want to get into the juice of this episode for you. So I'll link those extra resources below, but do go listen to them or watch that video if you want to learn more about eclipse season, what it means, and what the heck I mean by do not manifest on a new moon eclipse. So at the moment, we are surrounded by a lot of change. A lot of things are changing around us. Our energy is upgrading, our vibration's upgrading. We're changing, we're evolving, we're stepping more into our highest timeline and where we want to be. We've got that spring energy behind us now, boosting us along the way. We've got airy season boosting us along the way, taking that, you know, green light from the universe now to take action and move forwards with our desires. But what happens with change is sometimes uncomfortable change, and change is uncomfortable at the best of times, right? I feel like as a human race, we hugely resist change. It's not nice. It's not fun. And I get it. As a controlling Virgo, I really do get it. Believe me. And it's something I've really had to unpack and sit with over the years around my relationship with change. And my good friend Johnny, I saw him at the weekend when we went down to Cornwall. And he's writing a book on change. So of course, I will share that once he's actually published it, because I think it's going to be incredible. But, you know, we were talking about it and he said, you know, what people really need to accept is that we have no control over anything. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I know that. I've been told that before. I'm like, yes, but it really hit me again of, oh my God, yes. In eclipse season, especially, we try to grasp on for control. We try to be like, no. Yet we forget that actually, in order to welcome in those new abundant beginnings, new energy, new manifestations, and a new season of our life, we do have to say goodbye and release the last season of our life, or a past identity, a past relationship, a friendship, whatever it is. So actually, we do almost have to accept and sit with that loss and releasing is a part of this change experience and is a part of what we all experience in our human journey to be able to up level, to be able to reach new heights and manifest the things that we want to. And That's not to say all of your friends or loved ones or jobs or money or whatever is just going to leave your life. Definitely not. But, you know, if something is destined to happen, then you can bet in eclipse season, especially, it is going to happen. So what do I mean by accepting every situation for what it is? When we try to control our manifestations and when we try to control the situation, we are coming from a place of fear. Yet when we are in a surrendered place of allowing and receiving and just being in a really gentle energy of allowing, we are in the vibration of love, not fear. And it's so easy for us to get into that vibration and that fear mode of, oh my God, everything's changing around me. I don't like it. I really liked how things were. And if you're someone especially who struggles with anxiety, for example, and you know, I've got PTSD, so change is like, oh my freaking God, no, I hate it. But I've learned to accept it. And I've learned to accept every situation in my life for what it is. And in the times where life hasn't felt so great, and in the times where I've really been, you know, challenged to come back to my spiritual practice, really challenged to navigate difficulties, hardship, adversity. And believe me, there's definitely been huge moments of that over the last 10 years in my life on multiple occasions. And every time the universe has challenged me to accept the situation for what it is, not try to change it, not try to manipulate it, not try to be somewhere else other than where I am. And that can seem quite confusing because you might be like, well, Emma, I don't want the situation to be what it is. I want to manifest the result and the outcome that I want. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Please set your intentions. Please have a positive mindset about it and expect the best outcomes. But when you are trying to force and control those outcomes and situations to be different, that's where the blocks are. That's where more resistance comes up, because what we resist persists, remember. So if you are someone who is resisting the situation, not willing to accept it, and a great example of this, I actually shared on that podcast I mentioned I recorded yesterday as well, is around money and acceptance. And for me, when I was in my £7,000 debt, 12 years ago now, was it? I did not want to accept that because for one, it wasn't my debt. It was my ex-partner's. It was just legally in my name. So of course I was frustrated and angry that I had to clear this now because he wasn't going to pay a single penny of it. And the money was with debt collectors because I couldn't afford to make the monthly repayments. I just quit my banking job. I had severe anxiety and depression. There was no way I could work a full-time job to even begin to pay off that debt. So it went to the debt collectors and I was paying something like £5 a month. That's all I could afford at that time. So a couple years went by and I was just paying off that £5 a month. And in 2016, so obviously a few years later, you know, I'd started my couponing business at that point. I was learning about the law of attraction. I was manifesting money left, right, and center, but I kept setting the intention of being debt-free. Now, I set the main intention to be debt-free when I found the law of attraction in 2016. I hadn't actually really focused on that. I think I just felt so helpless before and like, well, I don't have the income. So why, you know, like, how is that debt going to be paid off? I'm just going to have to pay £5 off until, you know, it's cleared, sort of thing. So when I found the law of attraction, I set that intention of being debt free, but I didn't know what debt free meant. I had not logged into that debt collector's website probably for years at that point because I didn't want to know it. I didn't want to look at it. I didn't want to know if it was worse than what I thought. I was burying my head in the sand. I did not want to know. So 6 months go past and I'm manifesting all these business goals and all these amazing money manifesting goals, yet not being debt free. And I was like, how can I be so good at manifesting money, but not this kind of money? Like, what's going on here? So I decided to not bury my head in the sand anymore. And I decided to sit down and log into the debt collector's website. And it was a little bit more than what I thought. And yes, to some people, you think, oh my God, that would be my worst nightmare, logging in and seeing it higher than what I thought. But actually knowing that brought me peace because I then had awareness and acceptance over the situation. So actually seeing that figure gave me so much clarity that I was like, well, that's what being debt-free means. That's what I need to manifest. At least I know that now. So I wrote down that figure and that was the figure that again meant being debt-free for me. And within 5 days, bearing in mind, I'd been trying to manifest this for over 6 months, within 5 days, I manifested not only the money to clear that debt fully, but also the money that I wanted to manifest to invest in my business to take it to new heights. So I double manifested through a completely new source of income, not something that I was expecting to receive. It was literally a huge manifestation. And I was so over the moon to be able to be debt free, put the past in the past with my ex, and not have to think about that anymore, or have that financial or, you know, emotional, mental burden anymore. And that's what I mean by acceptance over the situation. I was avoiding my money. And again, this is a great money tip. If you're avoiding money, guess what? Money's avoiding you. There's that divine mirror there. So do not avoid these situations, especially when it comes to money. But any situation, what we resist persists. So finding acceptance, I think sometimes people think is forgiveness. And I write about in Hurt, Healing, Healed, my third book, which is Release Limiting Beliefs, Fears, and Blocks to Supercharge Your Desire. It is the book you need on inner work if you are struggling to find acceptance, struggling to, you know, you're going through a hard time right now, or maybe some inner work or blocks are coming up. That is the book for you. So in there, I write that Sharman Durek shared this amazing Instagram post years ago, and I quote it in the book. And he was talking about how we should not work to find forgiveness. We should work to find acceptance.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Because when we forgive people, it's hierarchy, it's pedestaling of like, I forgive you. Like, you know, I forgive you. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of that hierarchical pedestaling of, I bless you with my forgiveness. Whereas that's not forgiveness at all. That's not unconditional love at all. That's saying, well, I'm better than you and I'm forgiving you. It's just this weird energetic exchange. Whereas Sharman Durek was saying that when we find acceptance over the situation and strive towards radical acceptance, that's where the sweet spot is. That's where the peace and the surrender is. And I couldn't agree with that more, hence why I put it in the book and hence why I reference it all of the time. And Sharman Durek has come on the podcast, so go listen to that episode. It's one of our most listened to episodes, and his wisdom is just like, I love it. I absolutely love it. But essentially, radical acceptance is not saying that what happened is okay. It's not saying to the universe, it's okay, universe. Give me more of this. Give me more of these challenges. Give me more of these hardships. I think that's where people get it wrong. They think that finding forgiveness or acceptance of a situation is saying, it's okay, I want more of it. It's absolutely not, because your main dominant vibration is not saying that. Your main dominant energy and vibration is like, heck, I never want to, you know, experience that again. And then when you go through the inner work and you up level and you walk your talk, you're going to not accept situations like that. You're not even going to be an energetic match for anything like that. So again, I don't want to instill fear in people. I am someone who definitely believes we do not manifest everything to ourselves situation-wise. There is more at play. The law of attraction is one of the seven energetic laws of the universe. The law of attraction is one. People pigeonhole the law of attraction as this be-all and end-all. And don't get me wrong, I freaking love it. I have a whole business, podcast, books on it. I live and breathe it. But there are six other energetic laws that come into play, and the universe is not as black and white and linear as just you manifested it. There are other things at play, other energies, other energetic laws. So I highly recommend looking into those. It's not something I massively teach, but we've had people on the podcast come and teach those over the years. But essentially, there is other energies at play here. There's things like soul contracts at play. There's things like destiny and karma at play. It's never as simple as you manifested it. And how disempowering is that to say to people, you manifested getting cancer, or you manifested someone dying, or you manifested your divorce, or whatever. Like, how disempowering and harmful is that? And that's one of the law of attraction teachings I absolutely do not resonate with. I will not ever agree with it. And I know the law of assumption community have some strong words for me on that belief, but I would rather go throughout my life believing what I resonate with and then getting to the end of life and the universe saying, you're wrong, Emma. All of it was manifested. I would rather live that life. I don't believe from my experience we do. I believe we have soul contracts and destiny and karma and other energies at play that influence our experiences, that influence our human experience here on earth. So accepting a situation for what it is not disempowering yourself, is not taking, I would say it's empowering yourself, if anything. It's reclaiming your power and taking back your power and saying, I can find peace with this. Now, there's going to be a whole scale of different situations that we're talking about here. They'll be finding acceptance and seeing the situation for what it is with a rejection from work, for example. They'll be finding acceptance and accepting everything for what it is with a very extreme situation. So obviously, everybody's situations and experiences are going to be different. So apply this to your life as what resonates. If it doesn't resonate, chuck it away. But being able to go throughout life, let's use some more less serious examples. So say, for instance, your car breaks down, which is a big thing in Mercury retrograde. So I'm sure there are people listening whose cars have broken down or have unexpected costs. So for instance, you could sit there and be like, this is the worst thing ever. I've got to find this money to pay for this repair. This is terrible. I'm so freaking annoyed. This is so annoying. Why has this happened to me? Now, life still happens. Yes, we're spiritually aware. Yes, we manifest. Yes, we have this, you know, awareness of what we're doing in life and what we're creating. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't be listening to this podcast, but that does not mean we are exempt from life. A great question that this lady asked me on the podcast, Jessica, yesterday. She said, what are your thoughts on when people up level their money mindset, or, you know, they work on a big block or a big belief and then they up level and suddenly they're having more bills coming in? Like, they upgrade their money mindset and then they have an unexpected tax bill. They upgrade their money mindset and an unexpected expense comes in. Or I've up leveled my money mindset and now all I have is more expenses, more bills, and more tests from the universe. I don't believe, and I said this in the interview, I don't believe the universe tests us. The universe is not inherently judgmental. It's not biased. It's not like, oh, you say you want to up-level your money mindset, Emma? Well, let's put that to the test. You know, it's not testing us. That's not unconditional love. What it's doing is responding to our vibration. And what I think we forget is that new level, new devil. I first learned about this in Denise Duffel Thomas's Get Rich Lucky Bitch book. Highly recommend reading it. Fantastic for money mindset. And it really resonated with me because I then thought, this is so right. Like, millionaires who have an abundance of money still have unexpected bills. Billionaires, millionaires still have higher tax returns than what they were expecting. They still have the same things that come up. They just have different resources and a different energy to maybe how we would respond to it. who aren't at that level. But every single level that we upgrade to in our life, the problems don't disappear. They just become easier. We just have a toolkit to navigate them, or we have more resources. If it's money, you know, we have more resources to navigate that. So it's not that people who work on their mindset and are now happy in love never have issues. Or, you know, it's not people who, for instance, do the inner work and they uplevel their abundance mindset and then they never have any issues. You are not exempt from life. Life still happens to every single human being on this planet. So new level, new devil. That is all it is. You are up-leveling, and we're going to be experiencing this through eclipse season as our energy, as our frequency, as our vibration, our lives do upgrade. So all you are experiencing is new level, new devil. You are not experiencing tests. You are not experiencing more problems because you are doing the inner work. You are just experiencing different issues and different frustrations at different levels in your life. So I look back over my entrepreneur journey and I'm like, oh my gosh, like it's so true. Every new level I got to, there were just different problems. There were just different things to navigate, different things to tackle. And with each level, with each year, with each season, I become more equipped. I have more knowledge. I have more awareness. I have more, you know, I have the team to support me. So actually, I just have different resources now and different strategies to be able to navigate those problems. And sometimes they're bigger problems. Sometimes they're not bigger problems. So at the end of the day, we can't predict that. But what we can predict is knowing that we have the tools, the resources, and, you know, the toolkit and the practices to be able to navigate that at that level, because we've stepped into that level. So you're not going to be unequipped. You are going to have everything you need at that level. But just remember, you're not exempt from life. Millionaires still have problems. Millionaires still have unexpected tax bills. They have unexpected water bills and heating bills that come in and you're like, oh my God, but they just have different resources to work with. And they'll have different problems at that level that maybe we wouldn't experience at our levels. So it's all relative at the end of the day. But I like to see it as an opportunity. And we were saying this on the podcast, me and Jessica were saying, you know, like, I love to see a higher tax bill as, wow, my business has grown this year. What a freaking blessing. How lucky am I that my business is earning money and it's earning me more money than before, that I have this unexpected higher tax bill? How lucky am I? Now, again, that example is not going to work for every single situation and example and frustration in your life. But I want to challenge you to start thinking that way for those smaller inconveniences, for the things that are not life altering, for the things that do resonate with that mindset. So what is the opportunity in that situation? Let's take it back to the car breaking down. So for instance, if your car breaks down, what is the opportunity? Maybe you take the car into the garage and they notice that actually the brakes aren't performing as they should. So they, you know, tackle the brakes at the same time for you. And that could have saved a serious accident. Maybe, for instance, something else comes up that the universe is like, you needed to take that car into the garage because something needed to come up and, you know, you needed to be made aware of something and you wouldn't have been aware of that had you have not, you know, the car broken down and it not gone into the garage. So I do believe there are always reasons why frustrating things happens, or annoyances, or unexpected bills. It's not just simply to test us and annoy us. And Mercury retrograde is not doing that to just be a bitch. It is not at all. I used to really be fearful of Mercury retrograde and be like, oh my God. And I learned from the astrologers of like, it's such a fear mongering trend on social media to do that. And all you do is actually attract reasons to be scared and fearful of Mercury retrograde. Because as we know, like attracts like. So I decided to change my view on Mercury retrograde. And I was like, no, I'm going to see it as a positive, because all Mercury retrograde does is slows us down to be able to highlight the things that we haven't been able to shine the light upon. So for instance, maybe there's an area of your life that you have been avoiding and you do need to shine some light upon it. So Mercury slows you down in travel, communication, and technology to be able to give you the time to look at that, to be able to go into that. So Mercury retrograde is a time of really reevaluation. It's a time of resetting, reevaluating, re-energizing to be able to then speed up afterwards. So it's not something there to just piss us off and cause problems. It's there to help us. It's there. And you know, how can a planet possibly slow down the human race? Oh yes, communication, technology, and travel. Those are the biggest things that rule our life. So of course it's going to slow those down. So that's why it feels so frustrating and so annoying when it happens, because those things are big in our life. But Mercury retrograde lasts 3 weeks. It happens, I think, 3 or 4 times a year. It's not the end of the world, but being able to accept the situation that you are in for what it is and the opportunity and blessing that could be being presented to you is an absolute game changer. So if Mercury is Mercury in your ass right now with your car breaking down, unexpected bills, your printer stopped working, your computer stopped working, whatever it is, what is the opportunity there? What is Mercury trying to show you? What is the universe trying to highlight to you? What have you been potentially avoiding or not being able to give the time to that now you are being like encouraged to focus on and give the energy and time to? When we allow ourselves to find peace and acceptance with what is, the universe is able to transform that situation for us. When we are resisting, when we are controlling, when we are forcing and fighting to change something, that is never going to change something. All that is going to do is create more resistance, more lack, more frustration because of the divine mirror. Remember the divine mirror of life. How we show up to the divine mirror of life is what shows up for us. So if we are showing up trying to force and control and manipulate, nothing's going to happen. But when you sit in that space and say, maybe I don't know what the higher reason for this is. Maybe I can't see the opportunity. Maybe I don't see a blessing because that would be really weird to see in this situation. But I can accept that I am here and that here is the perfect place for me. I don't need to be anywhere else. If I was anywhere else, it would not be the perfect timing for me. I am exactly where I need to be right now. I may not understand why, but I understand that there is a higher reason to this that at some point I may find out. But here now is exactly where I need to be and is exactly perfect for what I need to experience and getting me to where I want to be, no matter how weird and bizarre and, you know, frustrating the situation is. When we can lean into that and lean into that what we are experiencing in our life is what we need right now, is going to uplevel us, is going to get us to where we need to be, is going to teach us something, is exactly what we need on this new level, new devil. That's where the whole game changes. That's where life gets interesting. And you can really settle into that energy of peace and acceptance and flow instead of fighting against the flow of the water, fighting against the natural rhythms of life. So really tapping into that flow and tapping into that energy and vibration of how can I radically accept where I am right now? How can I find peace with that? That money example I gave you earlier is perfect to do if money is the situation that you want to find peace and acceptance with. But again, every situation, everything that, you know, people are bringing to this podcast, listening to with is going to be different, right? So you have to obviously witness where you're at and find peace and acceptance with that as well. Maybe you're not where you want to be right now, and that's okay because this too shall pass. This season will pass too. Think about, you know, a year ago, maybe something that you were worrying about or, you know, really anxious about and it was taking over your whole life. I bet you don't even think about it now. And there's always the saying of if it's not going to affect you in 5 years' time, why spend 5 minutes crying about it? Now, process your emotions, feel your emotions, of course. It's important to honor how we feel in our emotions. Otherwise, we don't want to bypass stuff. We don't want to like create more resistance. But once you've allowed yourself to process that, how can you find peace? What is the opportunity and blessing in this moment? Maybe the opportunity and blessing isn't actually in the problem or frustration. Maybe having that problem and frustration is actually creating opportunity in a different area of your life. Maybe having your computer break down and you're unable to work allows you to be able to spend some quality time with your loved ones, and that's what you really need right now. So sometimes it's obvious. Sometimes it's not. We have to sit with that. We have to lean into it and we have to process it as it unfolds for us. But finding acceptance with what is so important. And this has been a huge practice for me over the years that has brought me so much peace, knowing I am exactly where I need to be, knowing that everything is as it should be and that here is perfect for me. Here is perfect for you. And although you might be looking around thinking, well, this problem does not feel perfect at all. No, the problem probably doesn't feel perfect, but the conditions and the situation that you are in is perfect for your evolution, is perfect for your manifestation to come into fruition, is perfect for you to learn the very things that you need to learn to be able to embody the most abundant version of yourself, to be able to embody whatever it is, the highest timeline, your highest self, to be able to step into exactly where you want to be. No rain, no flowers. And it really is that saying of, I find that we learn so much more in times of frustration and challenge and adversity than when it's good. So there is always a reason for what we're experiencing, but finding acceptance with what is of, okay, right now sucks. The car's broken down. These problems are happening and that sucks. But how can I just find peace with that? How can I just find acceptance? And George, my lovely friend, George Lizos, he's coming on the podcast again soon with his new book. We always joke that he has this saying of, 'tis what it is. Whenever, you know, he's saying like, this has happened this week, or I had this happen, he's like, 'tis what it is. And me and Hannah always joke about this of like how George is just like, 'tis what it is. And we're like, they're like, ah. You know, like me and Hannah are having a proper conversation of how we feel and how frustrating something is. And George is like, meh, 'tis what it is. But I think actually we can take a lot from that because it is what it is, right? And we can't change that. We can set an intention. We can be positive. We can hold a positive outcome, vibration, and, you know, vision for how we want something to pan out, but we are not in control of that. And leaning into that space of knowing we are not in control of certain things in our life, you know, we have free will choice, we can set intentions, we can manifest, but ultimately, our biggest challenge here on this earth is learning to surrender, is learning to flow, and learning that actually, as much as we fight, scream, control, manipulate, force, that's not the energy of manifesting. That is not the energy of the universe. And when you take your hands off the steering wheel of life, when you allow yourself to be guided by the universe, held and supported by the universe, and look at what opportunities and blessings could be presenting to you in that moment, game over. Like, you're going to feel so much more peace. You're going to be able to navigate those harder times more easier and more smoother. And that doesn't mean that it's not hard still, new level, new devil, but it means that you have the tools, the resources, and the, you know, the mindset to be able to navigate that easier, quicker, and 'tis what it is mindset of, it is what it is. And I'm going to embrace that. It is what it is. And I'm going to find peace with that. It is what it is. And I can learn to be okay with that because this too shall pass. So I hope today's episode is a bit of a long one. Sorry, guys. I hope it has helped you and given you some examples and yeah, some great kind of stories and examples of how we can find peace and acceptance of what is. And again, it's not to bypass. It's not to be like, you know, we can just bypass everything and be like, it is what it is and la, 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 I'm ignoring it. No. Awareness is key. Acceptance is key. And the only way we get acceptance is through radical awareness, radical acceptance. So don't work towards forgiveness. Don't work towards forcing yourself to feel okay with the situation. Just find acceptance. And acceptance is so much easier to cultivate when you can just have awareness and acceptance of the situation and say, it's going to be okay. I choose to be okay. That doesn't mean it makes it right. It doesn't mean that I'm letting people get away with things or whatever the story is. It just means that you set yourself free from the imprisonment of whatever you're going through. You're able to navigate it better. You're able to look at it from a more grounded point of view, and you're able to find peace within that situation, no matter what you're navigating, which helps you to be able to up level. It helps you to be able to manifest the very outcomes that you do want to happen. So I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. As always, if you're on Spotify, let me know your thoughts. There's a little comment box down below. Let me know what your biggest takeaway was. And if you're not on Spotify, then you can let me know on Instagram at I am Emma Mumford, what your biggest takeaway is. And did you need this episode today? Did it resonate? So I've also popped the link to the Manifestation membership below. So don't forget to go and have a look at that if you want to come and join us. Like I said, receiving is our theme for April. So you can go listen back to my previous solo cast episode on the art and energy of receiving if you want to learn more about that and why it is a forgotten step. And then come and join the membership to dive even more into receiving and opening up to receiving and building your beautiful relationship with receiving. But thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for listening. I appreciate all your views and likes. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can also join me in my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have an amazing week, whatever you are up to, and I will see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.